Kiss Army. Welcome to Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series. Join us as we celebrate the hottest band in the world in song and conversation. Let's start the show with a couple of acoustic tunes from your host, Cameron Duty.
People try to take my soul away, but I don't hear the rap that they all say. They try to tell us that we don't belong. That's all right, we're millions strong. This is my music, it makes me proud. These are my people, and this is my crowd. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. Sometimes days are so hard to survive. Oh, yeah. A million ways to bury you alive. The sun goes down like a bad, bad dream. You're wound up tight, you've got to let off steam. They say they can break you again and again. If life is a radio, turn up to 10. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. Well, they try to tell us that we don't belong. Well, that's all right, we're millions strong. You are my people, you are my crown. This is our music, we love and love. Yeah. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Kiss Army. Welcome once again to another episode of Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss, the podcast series. This is episode 7, and we're going to jump into things right off the bat today. We hope you're doing well wherever you're listening at. I've got a great guest, a really good friend of ours for the podcast here. She has been known in the Kiss community for quite a while now with her association through the Kiss Room and Montco Radio, where music and minds meet. She has two wonderful programs. I'll tell you the names of those programs after I introduce her, because that would kind of give it away. So I want to say hello to my good friend and yours too, Miss Candy Burton. Candy, good to have you today.
Well, thank you so much for the invite. I'm glad to be on your show. This is exciting.
We've been talking about this for a while, and speaking of your programs, of course, you have Candy's Kiss Corner, the long-standing Candy's Kiss Corner, which is on at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Montco Radio every Saturday morning. And then, of course, you've got A Handful of Candy, which is the program that airs on Tuesday nights on Montco Radio. And so you're just dominating the Montco airwaves, and I think it's super cool. But you've got a lot of great music knowledge. You've, as we said, the Candy's Kiss Corner program, that's been going on for a while. As a matter of fact, I know that you're going to tell me your history, which is something I always like to do when I have any guest here on the Live Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series, because that's what it's about. Is talking, getting to just hang out with one another. We want everybody to know your backstory, and then we'll get into some Kiss conversation. So I'm going to be quiet. I've done a lot of talking the past few episodes. The past few episodes have been really music-based, which I've loved. We've done the live stream events, and we've converted them to audio podcast form. They've been received really well, but I'm ready to talk some Kiss, and I'm ready to listen. So, Candy, take it away. Tell us a little bit about how you got into the band. Tell us about your programs, and let's just have a good time and let these folks know where they can find you at.
Absolutely. Well, first I'm going to correct you on the whole history thing, because we are in Kiss World here. It's called Kistery, not history. So, but with that being said, so yeah, I mean, I got into Kiss when I was about 8, almost 9 years old, right around when Psycho Circus came out. And so naturally, that was sort of my go-to album. My all-time favorite Kiss album is Psycho Circus. I mean, the way I actually discovered them, it was the most random thing ever. I was downtown Toronto with my family one night. We went into a McDonald's for dinner, and I heard this song over the radio airwaves, Rock and Roll All Night. And I went to my parents, and I go, what is this? It sounds great. And at this point, bear in mind, I have not seen their faces. So, but the music, I loved it. It was the coolest thing ever. And then I remember seeing a photo of them, and I kid you not, I asked my dad, I go, are they mean? Are they scary? They look scary. Are they? He goes, no, they're really nice people. They just look like that for show. And I go, okay. So I kind of took to it, and I got listening to it more and more. The second album I ever owned was double platinum. So, of course, that took me right back to the 70s and,
oh, nice.
You know, like early Kiss. So, you know, you're talking Let Me Go, Rock and Roll, you know, Strutter, Calling Dr. Love, all of those like classic Kiss tunes. And then fast forward to the year 2000, I was actually blessed with an opportunity to be able to see them live. So you're talking the original four, you know, Gene, Paul, Peter, and Ace. And, you know, I was super, super stoked to be able to see that, you know, up close, but never appreciated it until many years later, knowing how important that was at that point in time in history. You know, that the original four was brought right to my doorstep, and I actually got to witness that, not once, but twice. So that was really, really cool. But yeah, so Psycho Circus, Double Platinum, those are the first two albums I ever owned. Got to see them on the farewell tour. And it's been a really cool ride ever since. I've been able to be, you know, acquainted with so many different Kiss fans through the concerts and, of course, now through Montco Radio. You know, shout out to Matt Porter. He's connected me with so many awesome people. I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier to be doing this. I couldn't be more proud to be a Kiss fan. We are definitely a unique group of fans. The Kiss Army. We're really like no other.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, you're right mentioning Matt Porter, and I can think of some other people such as, you know, Ken Mills and Pasquale, Christopher Goff. You know, some of those folks that we have got to know on a regular basis over the last few years that have became such good friends to us. And I really feel like, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but our community that we have kind of developed here, but of course you guys let me in your community and you allowed Alive Unplugged to be a part of what you guys do. And I think we've got just a really good group of friends and a fan base of Kiss fans here that just, they appreciate not only what the band does, but they're so nice and gracious. They've become friends with us, and they appreciate a lot of what you and I do, because as you mentioned, and we'll talk in the next little bit about your shows, because I do want to touch on them. They've really received everything that we've done. And on top of that, we've got to know them as friends. And I want to welcome anyone who would be interested in checking out what we have going on. You'll see it in the group pages on the Kiss Room and such that, you know, there's a good camaraderie there. So if you're looking for a good group of Kiss fans to be friends with, hey, you've come to the right place, right?
Absolutely. And I was just going to say that as well. And you took the words right out of my mouth. You know, the camaraderie between us Kiss fans and you know, podcasters is really nothing, you know, like nothing else I've ever seen or heard. You know, it's really cool the way we support each other and the way we're just, you know, great friends. Heck, I've never even met you in person. And for that matter, Matt Porter is the only one I've ever met in person, you know, that does, you know, the Kiss podcast. And but I feel like I've known you guys all my life, even though I've never met you in person. So, you know, the support between us, all of us friends and podcasters is really great. So.
Yeah, it really is. So what we're going to do right now, Candy, is you've mentioned some really cool topics. I'm interested. You mentioned a couple of tracks that you thrown out there when you were talking about the albums. I want to take it back to the Psycho Circus album because I know that's a favorite of yours. As you mentioned, it's your top. And if you listen to Candy's Kiss Corner, you'll know that one gets a lot of spins, and rightfully so. What's your favorite? I'm curious. What is your definitive song? I think I know the answer. Uh-huh. Actually, I know the answer to that one. But for the people out there listening, they don't know. Tell me what your favorite song off of Psycho Circus is.
It's the title track. It has to be Psycho Circus. There's just something so powerful about that song. And my favorite way to listen to it, or view it, I should say, is live. I love seeing that song or hearing that song played live at shows. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but it's just that song is just too great, you know? Now I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for this, but the one song off that album, which everyone thinks is a throwaway, is actually starting to grow on me a little bit. Now it's not my favorite song, but it's a good song. And I think, you know, which one I'm referring to. I Finally Found My Way.
Yep.
And up until recently, I did not know, and Kiss fans can jump on this if they want, but I heard that song was actually written by Paul.
It is.
That's true.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, Paul and Bob Ezrin, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
I think that had a lot to do with them wanting to try to maybe get some of that magic formula from Destroyer, wanting Peter to sing a ballad, wanting to have a song in that slot, you know, towards the end of the album that would catch somebody's attention. You know, they've always said that was kind of a parallel, and that they wanted Bob Ezrin to work on Psycho Circus instead of Bruce Fairbairn, who ended up being the producer. And I think that they probably did have that intention, you know, and I can understand it. I mean, that's probably to a lot of people the quintessential studio album of the original four. So they tried to strike gold twice. Some people feel like they did. Some feel like they don't. Obviously you do. And I feel like they did a great job with it as well. And I always liked that song.
And you know, I think that whole album, like, honestly, it's a highly underrated album. And it's not usually the go-to for a lot of Kiss fans. Usually they go back to, like, more the albums from the 70s and some from the 80s. But never Psycho Circus. I think it's only me and you and maybe a handful of others I've heard that actually, you know, cite Psycho Circus as their favorite Kiss album.
I believe that you and I come in at an interesting part in the band's history. Got it right that time. And I just don't want to say it too many times for fear of copyright. You know, no, I'm kidding. But
dear.
but in all seriousness, though, we came in at a really interesting time. Obviously, you came in the late 90s. Early 2000s, about the same for me. I'm a little bit younger than you. I was only about 9 when that album came out. And, or maybe, you know what, Candy, how much?
I think you're a year older than me.
A year older. Okay. I knew we was close, but I was saying you were a year older than me, but I'm actually a year older than you.
Yes, okay. Sir, you are.
Wow. Okay. Well, now starting to feel my age. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Hey, this is a good point to mention today at work. This is a little off topic, but everybody will appreciate this. There's a couple of people there. I work with my wife. We work in the same place. So, hey, we spend all day together, and that's really cool. But there was a couple of our coworkers who were trying to figure out our ages, okay? So Morgan is really 28. They felt like she was probably 24, 25. When it came to me, yeah, when it came to me, some of the guesses were 33, 34. I'm 31. So I feel real good. I kind of made the joke that married life was putting some gray in my beard, you know, stressing over keeping Morgan, you know, in good standing and safe and all that, you know, doing the husband like things. But yeah, I guess that's right. I wanted to think it was that I was a year younger than you, but okay, so no, we are in the very same boat. And so yeah, we came in 1998 at a time when that was our first impressions. And I feel like a lot of people, when they came into the band in 76, 77, 78, hey, even 1979, I know fans out there who say Dynasty is the definitive Kiss album for them. I've seen people that came into Kiss in 84, 85, 86 in the non-makeup years. And Asylum and Crazy Nights, that's what does it for them. That first impression has a whole lot with how you evolve as a fan. That's what I feel. And that's why I think you have such a broad spectrum of favorites by so many people. I know for me, Psycho Circus was always anthemic and always holds that special place in my heart because it was one of the first things that I ever heard on the Mad TV Halloween special. You know, that whole Fox event that they had, the Mad TV and Millennium, then the Psycho Circus concert. And so that always sticks out to me. A couple of my other albums that I like are in no particular order or chronological. You know, I love Unmasked. And I love Love Gun, and I love Rock and Roll Over, but then I love Crazy Nights and Asylum and Hot in the Shade. So, you know, I'm all across the board because when you and I came into the band, most of the chapters had already been written as far as their recording history goes. So we got to see it in a different perspective. We started backtracking, and I think that's allowed us a really unique perspective. And I will tell you this about Psycho Circus. That was the first song that I ever heard them do live because it was on that Fox television special. Mm-hmm. But I will also tell you that when I finally got to see the band in 2014 on the 40th anniversary show with Def Leppard in Charlotte, North Carolina, the very first song that I ever heard in person was Psycho Circus.
And there you go.
You know what? It's very anthemic. And it just works. And it's became a classic staple over the last 22, 23 years. And so I always had an appreciation for that song. And I thought it was really unique that the first one I heard in person was the first song I ever heard live, even though it was on television. So I'm right there with you. Quickly, let's talk about that double platinum album. What's your favorite song off of that? That's got some remixes and some different things like that that the original did not. Do you have a favorite on that album?
Yeah, all of them.
That's too easy of an answer.
Yeah, not even kidding. They're all great. They're all great.
They are.
If you had to twist my arm and make me pick one, I'd have to say I Want You.
Yep. I would agree. I think Strutter 78 is fantastic.
Absolutely. I mean, they're all great. They all add their own special mix to that album. And you know, they're all my favorites, but I Want You if I had to pick one at this very moment.
Yeah, right. It could change in 10 minutes, right?
Absolutely.
You know, you and I we've done a lot of programs and I've been on your show a lot and now you're on my show. But I really don't know that I realized how much you and I, our paths are so much in common. Your first album, and your first introduction to them was Psycho Circus, and then your next album was a compilation album.
Well, and that compilation album, because, you know, I discovered them, much like you, so late in Kistory, that compilation album allowed me to go back and just devour their old catalog, which was really, really cool as a young Kiss fan.
And you know what? And what I'm getting ready to tell you is really cool. First song that I ever heard from the band was I Was Made for Loving You. I heard that on radio. After that, we had the Psycho Circus TV special. And then my first album that I ever had of the band was a compilation. It was Kiss Gold.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, so we're very close.
Yeah.
You know? And that was a good one for me because I got everything from 73 to 83. And then after that, you know, I just started, you know, buying it just as quick as I could. And let me ask you, you have, you know, your radio programs, Candy, and radio programming and song selection is so important in what you do. Do you have a underrated classic as far as Kiss albums that you kind of think, I love this, and really it should probably be liked, in your opinion, more than what it is?
Wow, that's a great question. So any Kiss fan would have a different answer to that question, but my answer would be a combination of Sonic Boom and Monster. I think those two albums are highly underrated. I don't think that you know, Kiss fans appreciate them for what they're worth because of the whole, you know, Eric Singer / Tommy Thayer thing, which is complete nonsense. I think that they add so much flair to the band. They're great. They're absolutely wonderful. And I think those two albums are stellar. And so I've been trying to give them a little bit more airplay on my show and really showcase the talent and, you know, the songs, the quality of the songs are just great. And I think they should be getting more airplay. So that's what I'm doing. Those are the two albums, highly underrated, that I'm trying to play more on my show.
Now, do you remember how exciting it was to pick up Sonic Boom? Because you and I, as you mentioned, Psycho Circus had already been recorded. When we came into the fold, we would not get any new Kiss studio music until Sonic Boom. So
exactly.
Do you remember that excitement?
I remember that excitement like it was yesterday, and I got a cool story actually to go along with that. So I've only told this story like a handful of times, so people may not remember it. But basically what happened, the year that Sonic Boom came out, I was very, very sick and ended up in the hospital. Actually, I had to have abdominal surgery, which I'm not going to go into detail. But anyway, it was pretty invasive surgery. And I remember, you know, being in recovery and, you know, getting visited by the doctor. No, not Dr. Love, but the actual doctor. So he would come into my room every day. Yeah, exactly. So he'd come into my hospital room every day, you know, checking in. And he says, okay, when you get out of the hospital, you are not allowed to do any strenuous activity. You need to have bed rest for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And my face, my expression just changed. And I went, Doc, I'm supposed to go and see Kiss in a month. And this was October the 8th or 9th. I guess it would have been the 9th because Sonic Boom came. When did Sonic Boom come out? October 7th?
Yeah, October, I think 8th? It was October 6th, October 7th, somewhere
okay,
around
so
there. Yeah.
It would have been October 7th. So the concert was October the 6th. And that was a month after I got out of the hospital. And I look at the doctor. I go, hey, man, I got to go see Kiss in a month. What am I supposed to do? And he goes, I'm not even kidding. And he goes, you know what? Don't even worry about it. Just go and enjoy yourself. I think by then you'll be fine. Just go. You deserve it, right? So sure enough, I went to the show. Absolutely. I went to the show on October the 6th. It was the Alive 35 tour. And they gave us a little teaser because the very next day, Sonic Boom was going to be released. And they played Modern Day Delilah. Which was really cool. And everybody in that arena just got up out of their seats and, you know, threw up the horns and pounded their fists. It was great. And the next day, obviously, Sonic Boom came out and I had a chance to sit and listen to it. I was just completely mesmerized. It was the most incredible thing I've ever heard. Kiss releasing another studio album, a brand new studio album for that matter. And I really commend them. They did such a great job. But then that very night that Sonic Boom was released, I went to a Kiss tribute show. So I had like a triple dose of Kiss between the Kiss
album,
the album, and a Kiss tribute show. And I was not supposed to go and enjoy all that. I was not, you know, technically not physically ready to go and do it. But hey, I did it. And it was great.
And now you live to tell the tale, right?
Absolutely.
And what a regret that would have been had you not, you know,
I mean, for
you
would have just,
Well, you know, that's really cool. I'm really glad you told that story because you had a good few days there.
I'll tell you, though, there's more sort of to add on because the very next year, obviously they toured the album. So they did the Sonic Boom tour. And I remember I had another surgical procedure scheduled that week that Kiss was supposed to be in town. As a matter of fact, it was supposed to be scheduled the day before Kiss was supposed to play in Toronto. And so that didn't really go over so well with me. So I called my doctor, I called the surgeon, and I had them push the date till the following week so I could go and see Kiss.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know what? That's dedication. That's what, you know, I think we all would be, we would all kind of do the same thing if we were allowed to, you know, and if circumstances allowed. I think that's awesome. What a cool story. So glad you got to experience all those things. And you mentioned a good point. They did, when the Sonic Boom came out, a lot of people probably forget this, but it wasn't the Sonic Boom tour when Sonic Boom came out. It was the Alive 35 tour.
Exactly. And that's the tour I saw them on a month after I had my surgery, that I was not supposed to go to that show, and I still went.
Well, Doc, thanks for being a good sport and and helping out a member of the Kiss Army there. Wherever you are, you know, you definitely made that fan's day. Well, year probably. You know, I can remember at college, I was going to class at that time, and I was a sophomore in college, and I just decided that day was a good day to just not feel well, and
I know where this is going.
You know, I mean, but then the pre-COVID days, we didn't care to stick a thermometer up to the lamp and let it get warm and then, you know, have 113 degree fever.
We've all done that.
You know, we've all done that. We probably don't now, though, because we know what happens if we do. We get gouged in the nose and such. And So, you know, we don't want to do that now. But back then, it was perfectly passable, whether it was morally right or not. And and in this case, I had to go get that album. I totally did. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I was getting up and I was going. It was a 45-minute drive to the campus from where I live. And at that time, in the little small town that I live in, we actually didn't have a Walmart. We do now. But at the time, we didn't. We had some mom-and-pop music stores and such, but they did not carry Sonic Boom because, remember, it was a Walmart release.
Mm-hmm.
So the funny thing about all that was, it was a good day to skip school and go out there, pass up the campus, go to the local Walmart, which was about 10 minutes away. And they had the Kiss Corner. I'll never forget it. I was so excited to get out there and just get my hands on that album. And I never will forget getting back to the car because I'm like, this is going to be a great car ride home. You know, I'm going to listen to the album and just enjoy it. I remember tearing off the plastic of on the CD there, and I was getting to experience my first Kiss album for the very first time. Brand new, you know, everybody, the reaction was awesome. You would, at that time, you'd listen to the album. I was floored by it, listened to it on the way home, got online, read all the message boards because everybody was just freaking out. That night, they had the podcast with their friend Ken Mills and and those folks. I think maybe Matt Porter called in. I can't remember. I know he was on there around that time. But whether it was that episode or not, I can't remember. But there were so many people. They had a call-in show to just talk about the event. And it was a great celebration. And it was my first real kind of inclusion into that podcasting Kiss World community. And so it always marks a special moment in my life. and in my history. And you know what? Who knew that, you know, 10, 11, 12 years later, you know, you and I would have our KISS projects, Alive Unplugged and Candy's KISS Corner. So really neat stuff. And I think what we'll do right now, Candy, if it's fine with you, we'll take a break. We're going to just kind of regroup. We'll play a couple of tracks from Alive Unplugged. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about your projects. As we've already alluded to what they are, we'll let you tell a little bit more about them and the history behind them. Not just history, but history. There's more than one KISS program you got going on. So, so stick around, everyone. Enjoy these tracks. And on the flip side, I'll be back with my friend Candy Burton in just a moment.
I just can't pretend no more. I keep running out of lies. Loving you is killing me inside. Every time I find the words to end it, something in your eyes won't let it. Shandy, tonight must last us forever. Forever, we say goodnight and go home. But you know me very well. And I know you, you can tell me good night. We've been holding on so tight, we're afraid to let it go. Shake it loose, we both could use the ride. Here's another mess I've got myself in. When you touch me, you ain't helping. Shandy, tonight must last us forever. Forever, we say goodnight and go home. But you know me very well, and I know you, you can tell me good night. Say good night, say good night, when we should say goodbye. Ooh, yeah. Shandy, tonight must last us forever and ever. Forever, we say goodnight and go home.
All right, welcome back. Still hanging out with Candy Burton here, host of Candy's KISS Corner and A Handful of Candy on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet. And so you were telling me, you know, that story that you just discussed with us about going to the Live 35 show and getting the Sonic Boom album, you know, where you had your procedure done a little bit before that. That's actually, and you kind of gave us an Alive Unplugged exclusive because, as you told me, that's only been mentioned once before, and that, you said, was on our good friend Matt Porter's program, The KISS Room, huh?
Yes, that was a long time ago. I think, if my math is correct, I told that story on one of the summer episodes sometime in 2015. So it's been about 6 years since I've told that story.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with me and all of our listeners. And that's a great segue, because talking about the Kiss Room and Matt Porter, you know, you guys have a really good friendship and a really good connection. And he is a big portion of why you are on Monco Radio and the great radio programming that you do. So how did you get into that? I'm curious. I've always wanted to know, how did that start? How did that evolve? I know some of it, obviously, being there along the way, but what made you get into broadcasting?
Well, you want to go back about 8-9 years when I first met Matt, or you want like the short story?
We got time.
Okay. So here's what happened, and I love telling this story. So it was back in 2012. I got a friend request on Facebook from a gentleman named Chris Giordano. You might know him.
I do. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Giordano is one of the best Paul Stanley tribute artists out there, as far as I'm concerned. And let me also preface this by saying that when I get friend requests on Facebook, if I don't know you, or if we don't have any mutual friends, chances are I probably won't add you. Okay.
Agreed.
So, yeah. So, but Chris Giordano added me. We had no mutual friends. I have never seen him or heard about him before, but I took a chance because of how great he looked in costume and in makeup, and I added him. Mm-hmm. And so then what happened was he would post every day on Facebook. He did something called that he would call the Star Child moment, where he would sing about 20, 30 seconds of a Kiss song in his Paul Stanley persona, unmasked. Okay. And so I'd send him every now and again, I'd send him a request. Oh, can you sing this one? Oh, can you sing this one? And he would do it every day. Then he started posting a lot about the Kiss Room. And I was totally mesmerized. I've never seen a Kiss podcast ever. And so I started listening to it, and I thought just Matt Porter was the greatest. I really admired him for what he did, the content he put out, the guests, the chat, everything. And so that was the very first episode I've ever heard of the Kiss Room, was March 2013, a long time ago. So since then, I have been, you know, shadowing him. And I also going to say that this is around a time where I didn't really know what direction I wanted to go in life, kind of forgot who I was and what I was really interested in. But I started listening to Matt's show, and I discovered that, you know what, this is pretty cool stuff. Maybe I could do something like this one day. So I would listen to his show, and I would, like I said, shadow him, and I kind of modeled my style after Matt, because I looked up to him and admired him so much, and still do, obviously, to this day. And so, you know, over the years, I've appeared on several different podcasts. I was on the podcast with my good friend Chris Ann Colvin, and we were kind of referred to as the Ladies of Kiss.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes, I'd forgotten.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so then I was on what was called the Strange Ways podcast with Jody Havnott, of course, several call-ins on the Kiss Room, and then I finally appeared on Matt's show December 2014, so it would have been after Kiss was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so I just, you know, took an interest in it. And I would talk over here at home, and I would, you know, pretend I'm on the radio and think, oh man, how cool would it be to have a show on Monco Radio? Now, then fast forward to about end of January 2020. And, you know, Matt got in touch with me on this chilly Saturday morning, and he said, oh, tune into Monco, because our friend John Weinberger is doing a block of Kiss songs on Time Bomb Radio. So of course I tuned in, and I thought, how cool would it be right now if I were to call in, surprise John, because he had never had a Canadian caller on his show. And so I called in that day, and I'm like, hey John, it's Candy from Canada. How are you doing? And he was, you know, totally taken aback that somebody from Canada, of course, had called into his show. So then I got in touch with John later that day. And, you know, we got talking, and he thought, oh, it would be really cool if you could do a segment on my show, and you can call it well, whatever you want to call it, but it would be a Kiss theme. So it'd be all Kiss music. And I went, yeah, I'm down. Sure. And so I mentioned it to Matt, and he just thought it was the coolest thing ever. So I had joined John Weinberger second week of February. It was the very first show I did, Candy's Kiss Corner. And it was a segment on John's show. And then fast forward to about October, mid-October, obviously of 2020, I learned how to edit on my own, thanks to John, and I became sort of, you know, my own separate entity. So now Candy's Kiss Corner stands on its own, with the support of every other show on Monco, and I love you guys so much. But I've been doing this on my own since October now of 2020. Then, if you fast forward to about mid-December, I messaged Matt one day. I got in touch with him, and I said, you know, Matt, I'm a big Kiss fan, but there's so many other bands that I enjoy that I would love to give my listeners sort of a different side of Candy. And he went, okay, yeah, we could do that. And so we called it A Handful of Candy, obviously a play on words. which yeah. Basically, yeah, so, and basically what the idea behind the name, not only to figuratively grab a handful of candy, but to show our listeners or my listeners a different side of me, because everyone else just knew me at that point as a Kiss fan. Everyone just thought Kiss was my all-time favorite band, but guys, there's so many other ones. So Ghost is another favorite, you know, Twisted Sister, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, so many others. And not to mention all the classic rock bands from the 60s and 70s and stuff like that. And I really wanted to showcase them. So I started doing A Handful of Candy. The New Year's show that I did on Monco was the very first time I debuted A Handful of Candy on Monco. So between A Handful of Candy and Candy's Kiss Corner, I feel like I'm the luckiest person ever, you know, to be doing this. And thank you again to Matt. Shout out to you for giving this opportunity. And in really being the backbone of Monco, because if it wasn't for Matt, there would be no Monco Radio as we know it, especially during this pandemic. And he's been so great, you know, making sure that all of our voices get heard. So thank you again to Matt. I really do appreciate that.
I agree 110%. And I love that story. I think that's great. And, you know, Matt definitely deserves all the acclamation and praise. Not only for being just a very creative and great radio host, a DJ, a programmer. He's into all the videography and all the editing and all just the multimedia that goes on at Monco. He's, like you said, a backbone of it, but also just the nicest guy. I mean, you know, you couldn't find anybody nicer. And I am thankful to both of you for allowing me and this, you know, Unplugged project, allowing me a spot on there, you know, every so often. You know, Matt took a liking to me. I'm so grateful for that. And after that, it came getting to know you. And
It all goes back to Matt, because Matt shares everybody's shows like it's nobody's business. And
he does. What a supporter. Yep,
absolutely. And, you know, he started sharing your show. And telling me, you know, praising you about how great you were. And of course, I had to tune in and listen to you and watch your show. And honestly, and I'm not just saying this because we're sitting here talking right now, but I really do think that you add a certain element to these live Kiss shows that no other tribute act can do. I mean, you do such a great job. You put your own spin on it. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. It sounds like you're playing two guitars at once, my friend. It sounds great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I feel the same way about your broadcast as well. As you know, you just have a knack for it and just a very unique style that sets it apart from everybody else's. Now, I'm really flattered you said that because, you know, I knew from a very, very early on that just from my regular, my upbringing and what I listened to on a regular basis, Kiss was a big part of it from my listening experience, but from what I play, you know, I don't play the same as those guys, but to be able to have molded the two, and for it to have worked as well as it has and have friends like you. I feel like I've won the lottery. And you know something, you're talking about going full time with the show in 2020, a full length program. Was I not one of the first that you had on that? I'm thinking I was close to the one of the very first that you had on the full length broadcast because yeah, we so promoted you, the Halloween show.
Yes, so it was you and Matt were the two first ones first guests that I had on the show, and then the other one I got to give a shout out to Cassius Morris from the Cassius Morris Show. Cassius and I have been friends for many years. We go way back. And Cassius is another one of those remarkable people that just, you know, always believed in me and I always believed in him. And he was kind enough to join me back in October as well as sort of a pre-Halloween celebration. And he shared some really cool stories. And but yeah, you guys were the first. You, Matt, and yeah. Cassius were the first three guests I ever had.
I think that's great. I'm certainly flattered by that. But I remember that as being a really fun time for all of us and for you as well because of your the program and how it's taken off both of them. That's just fantastic. One more thing that I want to talk about, and then of course we'll go our separate ways, as I know both of our schedules are quite busy. But it's been great just to chat with you and to catch up and record for this podcast series. I've wanted to do this for a long time. And one thing I want to talk to you about is what we have to look forward to in the future. You know, KISS has the Off the Soundboard release that's out as we speak. However, I'll be 100% honest, and I know you will be too, with the way that our schedules have been in our lives lately, I haven't had a chance to devote the time to that I need to listen to it and review it properly. But that's something that we have to talk about in the future and to look forward to. And then not only that, but the big A&E special that's coming out. And that's at the end of June, I think the 26th and 27th, 2 hours each for two nights. It's 4 hours a KISS. How much better does that get? And on top of that, we have the End of the Road tour that will continue again as long as COVID stays at bay for the most part. And, you know, of those things, what do you look most forward to, Candy?
Well, all of them, really. I'm really looking forward to seeing the A&E special. It'll be interesting to see what they have in store for us. Of course, the Off the Soundboard CD, I've yet to hear it. I've yet to purchase it. But I definitely think, based on the reviews I'm seeing, I'm definitely going to pick one up. As far as the End of the Road tour is concerned, obviously, you know, restrictions up here have been a little bit tricky with, you know, bands being able to come up or not. So I'm really hoping that KISS can come back up to Toronto for one more End of the Road tour date. We've already had two so far this year, or last year, I should say. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I would love to go and see KISS one more time, really.
Agreed.
So between all of that, you know what? We've got some great things to look forward to as KISS fans. So,
yeah, our cups runneth over, right? Hey, again, thank you so much for talking to me today. I think it's just been fantastic, and we'll do this again on down the road, and vice versa. I'm sure we'll be on each other's programs again. And
absolutely.
I want to give you a moment just to say your thank yous and to give some shout outs and to let people know where they can find you at and what time they can find you on Monco.
Sure. So Candy's KISS Corner broadcasts every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern with a repeat on Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And then A Handful of Candy broadcasts Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern with a rebroadcast, so a repeat on Sunday at 11 a.m. So, and if I don't add this in, Monco Radio, where music and minds meet, I'll probably get my head bitten off. So there you go. before I go, though, first of all, I want to thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast. As I said, I watch your show every month. I always enjoy it. I always, you know, hook my laptop to the big screen and I watch you there as if I'm at a live KISS show. It's really great.
So thank you
so much for allowing me to be a part of your show today.
My pleasure.
Shout out to Morgan. You guys are all so good to me. I really love you guys from the bottom of my heart.
We love you too.
But more shout-outs. Hey, I'm not done yet, if you'll allow me another few minutes.
You go right ahead.
Definitely, I want to say hi to Matt Porter again. And Matt, really, thank you so much for believing me all these years and for allowing me to have that voice on Montgo. Really, you know, during a time when it's been so difficult to really express yourself and get yourself out there, this is something that I really enjoy doing. It keeps me grounded. And it just gives me something good to think about and something fun to do. And I really do appreciate that opportunity again. And I will say it again and again and again and again. I cannot thank you enough. And I want to give another shout out. A lot of my listeners, I'm sure, are going to hear this show. Chris Goff, but we call him over here in my house, we call him Chris Gopher, as per my son. That's kind of the nickname he got. Sam Doughton. And everyone from the Kisseroom House Band, want to say hello to you guys. And if I might put this forward, you guys got to go to thekissroom.com and listen to One Last Kiss. That song is so moving. Shout out to Fran Galanti and everyone that was involved in that. You guys did such a great job. I also got to say hi to Ken Mills from the podcast and Not Gene. I believe I'll be meeting both of you guys at Rock and Pod. This year.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Ron Jones from Let It Rip, and a very, very special shout out. I'm sure you know what's been happening lately, but Gary Corbett, as you know, he has been having some really severe health issues. And there's a GoFundMe page. If Ron Jones is listening, maybe he can repost the link. But there's a GoFundMe page. Anyone can show their support and donate to help Gary. He's having some financial difficulties right now. So I really do encourage you all to go and check that out and share your support. And I also want to say hi to my good friends from the Metal Summit. So Jay Oakley, Bobby Dreyer, who I'm sure you know very well, Jason Pearlswife, Psycho Steve, and of course, Angel Alamo. All you guys are awesome. Everyone so supportive of my show. I don't think I mentioned Sam Doughton. I must say hello to you. Sam Doughton, I am currently drinking a Pineapple Crush. I finally found one at the corner store, and I have to pick one up, take a sip, and give you a shout-out as I drink it. So, but there's so many more. I mean, we don't have all the time in the world, but you know who you are, guys. Thank you so much for your support. And again, Cameron, I really do appreciate you having me on your show today. It's been a blast.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your friendship. And you know, Sam and Chris, those guys, yeah, great friends to me as well. And just people that we've connected because of, you know, the Kiss Room, Candy's Kiss Corner, Live Unplugged. Chris does the graphics for Live Unplugged, him and his friend Jeff. And, you know, they just do a killer job. So anything you see, you know, they're working on it and they make it super cool. So, hey, Candy, thank you so much again. I appreciate you. You take care of yourself, you and that little man of yours. And you guys just stay safe up there in Canada. And we'll be connecting again soon. Thanks again for being on the program. And let's go listen to some Kiss music. What do you say?
Absolutely. I'm always down for some Kiss music. Or in this case, I would love to hear some more Live Unplugged, the music of Kiss music, because that's pretty great also.
Hey, what a good segue. Let's end the show with one more track from Live Unplugged, the music of Kiss. Once again, you guys have been listening to Candy Burton. You all take care. Stay safe. We're going to say goodnight and God bless. Catch you next time.
Take care, guys.
1, 2, 3, 4. Early morning, as she wakes from her sleep, 9 to 5 is the day that she'll keep, ties her hair up and her blouse button tight, gets her work done. As she waits for the night, all the people tell me, what would they say if they knew her? How she hides it away, locked inside. There's a start of a flame and a feeling that she never will tame. When she's walking around like a mystery. taking over. Prices she pays all through the days. No one really knows her. In the evening, yes, she takes to the streets. She goes hunting with her body and heat and desire. She's kept hidden inside, makes her tingle, and she knows why she lies. Oh, and she's walking around like a mystery. Oh, there's a woman that nobody sees, living inside, thrills in the night, far from the light, passion taking over. Prices she pays all through the days, no one really knows her. Thrills in the night, far from the light, passion taking over. Prices she pays all through the days, no one really knows her. See the stranger that she's pushing away as she dresses for the start of the day, and desires she's kept hidden inside makes her tingle, and she knows why she lies. Thrills in the night, far from the light, passion taking over. Prices she pays all through the days, no one really knows her. Thrills in the night, far from the light, passion taking over. Prices she pays all through the days, no one really knows her.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/aliveunplugged. I'm Cameron Duty, reminding you that it ain't a crime to be good to yourself. We'll see you next time.